Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Every year, my pastor used to teach seven messages. Today, I think it's timely that one of those messages be taught. The reason being, it is a compass point for Christians. It is revelation. It is hope and faith. Claims it. Christianity is not a destination. It's a journey. Now, for those who have been with us for some time, you may know where we're going. But I'd have you this morning open your Bibles to Psalm 84. And let's just read the King James text, and we'll go from there. Psalm 84, verse 5 says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart," King James says, "are the ways of them." Notice, "of them" is in italics. That means it's added by the translators. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pool. They go from strength to strength. In Zion, and appeareth before God." There are key words in these verses. The first you should underline or circle, blessed. The word is asher, and it speaks of a state of being, an existential state. It is a reality. There's no change in this state. The next I'd have you notice is the word "the." It's a definite article. It's not generic. It doesn't say "blessed is a man." It says "the man." It's specific, folks. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart," now we need to correct the King James. If anything should be added to this, "and in whose heart are the ways," it should be "of thee," that is God, "whose strength is in God, and in whose heart are the ways of God." I'd have you understand this. When Jesus taught us to pray, part of that prayer was, "Thy will be done." The root word of this word being translated "ways" is "will." God's going to say to some in that day, who constantly pray, do this or do that for me. He's going to say to them, your will be done. Go to hell. But to the man in whose heart are the ways and constantly looking for the will and hanging on to the will of God expressed in his revelation, that is this Bible, God's going to say, come, good servant. Sixth verse says, who passing through the valley of Baca? I'd have you understand this word Baca means weeping. We're talking about a man or woman whose state of being is blessed. Esher is the word, happy, blessed. The Greek, the word means privileged recipient of God's favor. And it's talking here, God says, who passing through the valley of weeping? Valleys of weeping are part of the trip. I challenge any of you to find a word in here which gives a reason for the valley of weeping. It doesn't state a cause, guilt or innocence. It also doesn't say how long or how deep the valley of weeping might be, but it says, blessed men go through the valley of weeping. It says, and make it a well. A place of springs. A place where, as this blessed man goes through, they make a place of springs for those who might follow in this journey and gain strength and refreshment and regeneration, if you will, from one who has gone before. It says, the rain also filleth the pool. That's kind of a poor translation. What it says is, the rain covers the pool. The pool is already made. It's there to receive additional refreshment. It says, seventh verse, they go from strength to strength. Now, the English just does not serve the original very well. Wherein it says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. This word in the Hebrew is uzi. Dr. Scott used to give the image of that little machine gun, that Russian machine gun, the Uzi. But when it gets to the seventh verse, it says they go from strength to strength. Kail is the word, and it's a force, a continuing substance. It is, you know, an original 1611 King James says, they go from company to company. It's an army now. Will you get the picture? Valleys of weeping are not a sign that we're out of God's will. God said he led them in the wilderness that he might test them, that he might see what's in their heart. The psalmist prays, he said, "Oh Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob." Selah, think about that. It doesn't say Israel. It says Jacob, a good description of all of us. We want to do it on our own, but blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee. We could spend a lot of time exegeting this compass provided by God's word that gives us direction in this life, that we might continue on unto the destination which God has prepared for his people. The 11th verse of this psalm says, "For the Lord God is a sun. The sun controls all within its gravitational influence." God is in control. "And a shield." Do a word study of this word, shield. So often, God, it is referred to, is a shield about us. It says, "No good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Oh, see, Don, you gave me hope in this God of Jacob, but now you're talking about walk uprightly. You ain't seen my walk. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You ain't seen my walk either. But the word being translated uprightly in the Hebrew is entumen. We get that word from the words Urim and Tumim. The priests in the Old Testament used to have the Urim and Tumim, which gave direction from God to those to whom God had appointed to for his children that they might learn about him, that they that walk according to his word. O Lord of hosts, blessed Esher is the man that, and it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. A more literal translation is that is trusting in thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, that is seeking God's will and trusting his word, wherein he has revealed himself, and he is faithful. Now, oft times I've taught here, oft times it's been taught over the centuries properly, that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Who, passing through the valley of weeping, blessed is that man. It's a state of being. Now, in the 16th chapter of John, Jesus tells us, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Paul, listen, before we go to Paul, let's go back, speak a little bit more about this valley. It's to many a troubled state. It's a place where it may appear as though we're out of God's will, but it says, blessed is the man. No change. It is a state of being. And the valley is part of the trip. The trouble you may be facing, whatever it may be, if it's financial, if it's sickness, if it's confusion in this confusing world, the valley is part of the trip. It is, if you will, a troubling state. But God's word says, blessed men go through it. Jesus said in the 16th chapter of John, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Paul, in the 5th chapter of Romans, says, let's go to the second verse, it says, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand permanent state and rejoice, that is, boast in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we boast. This word, being translated glory in the third verse, the word is boast. We boast in tribulation, trouble. Also, knowing that tribulation, and this word in the English we get from the Latin word tribulum, wherein the picture is the beating of the chaff, separating the chaff from the wheat. From the wheat. Knowing that this tribulation worketh, King James says, patience, no endurance. Blessed man go through valleys of weeping, and endurance works experience. You know, there is I'm sure every listener has gone through a valley. I'm sure every listener has gone through valleys. We'd eliminate the valleys of weeping from our lives if we could. But God says it's part of the trip. If trouble, if valleys are between you and God, it'll kill you. But if these valleys drive you to God, if these tribulations drive you to God, then to God be the glory. And tribulation works endurance, and endurance experience. I made it through that valley. That experience says, gives me the hope I'll make it through this valley. And experience or triedness or having made it through that valley, we'll make it through this one also, which gives us hope. And hope, Paul says, maketh us not ashamed. Blessed Escher is the man. What's the source of that state of being that will never, ever change? How is it unfolded in the new? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, according as he, that is God, has chosen us in him, that is Christ. Blessed is the man, as God has chosen for himself. The man. In Christ, before the foundations of the world. Oh, if ever God's word would have an effect, the effect desired is faith. That is, acting on the promises of God. grabbing hold of those promises as though, and they are, more real than all that we might see, feel, or experience. I don't care what your valley is. It says blessed men go through. The source of the blessing is God has chosen the man for himself in Christ before the foundation of the world. What's the result of that blessed state? 12th verse, Psalm 84. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth, that is trusting in thee. We go further. Into the unfolding of the New Testament of this most to the blessed man comforting word of God. It says in the second chapter of Ephesians that in the ages to come, if you think you've arrived in your Christianity, you're missing the whole point. God has eternity in mind for us. So Paul says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us through Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, and through trusting, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our boast is in God. Valleys are part of the trip. Tribulation in this life are part of the trip. And to that blessed man, that state of being which will never change, Paul says, I don't care what your trouble is. Hold on to God's word, wherein he says, regardless of the trouble, listen, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities or powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, nor any other valley, nor any other trouble shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.